Taking action for wildlife has never been more important. Today, our nation faces a myriad of issues that threaten to impact our wildlife and our environment for future centuries to come.
Why is the python a particularly problematic invasive species?
Because it is an apex predator. Yeah. And it will take out every animal that it gets its mouth around. And it has. In Everglades National Park, there are basically no rabbits left.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service takes the lead in recovering and conserving our nation's imperiled species by fostering partnerships, employing scientific excellence, and developing a workforce of conservation leaders.
We are playing a key role in protecting fish and wildlife and their habitats, improving infrastructure on public lands, and tackling climate change for future generations.
This is the Future of Conservation Podcast,
where we feature thought leaders on the front lines of protecting wild places and wild things and share their story to inspire us to look at nature in a new way. I'm your host, Catherine Blalock.
I'm Megan Birdie.
And I'm Sharon Dorsey.
We work at the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's National Conservation Training Center, located in Shepherdstown, West Virginia.
Throughout our episodes, you'll hear from adventurers and nature enthusiasts, wildlife professionals, researchers, and scientists, authors and writers who share captivating stories.
And whilst I was doing all the work on that book, I kept hearing these stories about wildlife coming back against the odds. And I thought, well, I'm telling a whole story here about replacing nature, but that's not the end of it. Wildlife are coming back. And so I thought my next book would have to be about these tenacious beasts.
We'll explore many topics as we turn to the conservation experts for their advice, to understand their work, and what it means for our future.
And there are birds everywhere, and except the moon. That's the one place we don't have birds. And they are a real integral part of our lives, whether that be watching them or listening to them in the morning. And as I have fond memories of going to sleep listening to American robins as a kid and waking up to American robins. And but, you know, those bird populations have changed since I was a kid. And in my lifetime, we have seen and documented significant declines in bird populations. And so I think as we talk about the losses that we've experienced, we also need to remember that we have the power to change that. If we work together in partnership and we know what to do and we do it, we can make a difference.
Join us every month for a new episode.